Welcome to the last episode in the mini-series Ancillary F1, where we take a look at the supportive companies involved with the sport, those not directly competing. Today we're looking at television production house RTV. RTV GmbH was founded in 1995 by Oliver Baus in Stuttgart. He had been working for the German TV company RTL, who had the F1 rights at the time, and Baus was a motorsport fan in his own right. With an interest in racing, he soon realised there was a gap in the market for behind-the-scenes broadcast footage, and he set up RTV. The company's first partner was Allianz, who sponsor Williams, and their first commission was to produce a series of programmes about how F1 has helped to improve passenger safety in road cars. Their clientele and capabilities improved over the years, and now they broadcast a wide range of Formula One-related packages. They're probably best known for Inside Grand Prix, which is a half-hour program covering technical information, historical pieces, behind-the-scenes footage, and personnel profiles. The program has been running since 2001 and is currently broadcast in 55 countries across the world. There's a lot more to RTV than a 30-minute television show, though. No doubt you've seen those promotional films that teams make when they're launching a new car or driver lineup. It usually involves a lot of chasing around a track and can include slow motion and close-ups and other special effects. RTV make a lot of these and have invested heavily in the equipment to do this. They have access to specialist helicopters for overhead shots, tracking vehicles for smooth filming, customized rigs for those hard-to-reach places, and super slow-mo cameras for super slow-mo filming. RTV plan the entire production from storyboarding through video capture and the editorial process, and the end results can be stunning. One of the most interesting things RTV can offer is what is known as the bullet time effect, or as you and I know it, that cool thing they did in The Matrix. A long line of photographic cameras, over 30 sometimes, capture images within split seconds of each other, and the resulting pictures can be used to capture many angles of the same shot, enabling a director to pan around a seemingly frozen image. The company used their many talents to cover press conferences, car launches, testing, breaking news, sponsor films, as well as branching out to other series like DTM and Le Mans. The reason we like them so much is for their forward-looking internet presence. Rights-free material in various formats and multiple languages covering different motorsports and topics available to download. This is something Bernie Eccleston could only dream about. That's it for this episode and this series. I'd love to know if you've seen any of RTV's coverage and what you think of it. Please leave your comments on sidepodcast.com or on the voicemail 01212887225. I look forward to hearing from you.